This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, I am back. Wayne Allen Root. The root is on fire. I told you I would save the best for later in the show. It's my my latest commentary slash column that will be out in the next few days. First of all, it usually comes out at rootforamerica.com. Get used to that address, that website, rootforamerica.com. Everything I do starts there. My videos, my podcasts, my video podcasts, my audio podcasts, my commentaries, all the announcements about what I'm up to, it's all at rootforamerica.com. And also, My interview from Tuesday with President Donald J. Trump is up on video at rootforamerica.com right now. It's on the front page. It's also on the top of the video page. And then, of course, Gateway Pundit and Town Hall and many other conservative websites often publish my columns and commentaries. And so there's plenty of places to find them. But Creators Syndicate syndicates me on Sundays to newspapers around the country, and this will be my commentary on Sunday, as well as all those other sites over the next few days. The title of the commentary is my latest groundbreaking interview with President Donald J. Trump and a shocking new $800 million Biden scandal. So I've kind of combined those two from the Trump interview. So here's my column. I've really gotten to know President Donald J. Trump over the past 6 years since he came down that escalator. I was the first to predict to be the next president of the United States at Fox News on the day Trump announced in June of 2015. I was the first to compare him to Ronald Reagan and predict Trump would become the greatest conservative president ever. And I was the first to predict he'd create the most jobs in history for blacks and Hispanics in a Fox News editorial in 2015 before he even became president. It all came to pass. Trump brought us prosperity, opportunity, mobility, jobs by the millions, the greatest middle-class income growth in history, a secure border, and peace around the world. Biden has brought us massive inflation, supply chain disaster, open borders, an unprecedented crime and murder wave, more COVID deaths than ever before, more than Trump by far, vaccine mandates that have ripped this country apart, attempts to ban and censor free speech, parents painted as domestic terrorists by the DOJ, the worst retreat in American military history in Afghanistan, and don't forget, free crack pipes handed out in minority communities. Yes, I said free crack pipes. Not kidding. Why not? Biden runs the country like a man hooked on crack. It's perfect. Back to my big story. This is my third interview with President Trump in the past 9 months, and this one has some interesting highlights. Interesting highlights. First, because of my background as the man the media once dubbed the king of Vegas sports gambling, I wanted to report to President Trump that UK-based sportsbooks have made him a big favorite over Biden to win the 2024 election. And you can watch his response in the video below. So at the very bottom of this column, I actually put a link to my video at Root for America, where I talk to Donald Trump, President Donald J. Trump. So you can watch his response to me saying that you're the favorite to win the presidency now over Biden. Secondly, I was the first person in America to recommend to President Trump back last spring that he should become Speaker of the House if the GOP retakes control of Congress. So I asked him for an update. Has he decided to do it? Will he become Speaker of the House? The big news is Trump didn't say no. By not saying no, I think he says a lot. He must be considering it. And that will drive the liberal media crazy. Watch his response in the video below. Third, Trump himself recently said if he becomes president again, his first action on day one will be to finish building the wall. I suggested he had one more action on day one, kill the vaccine mandates. Trump agreed, but he also predicted they'd be long gone way before then. Watch his response in the video below. I told Trump I support and celebrate the Canadian truckers' convoy to end the vaccine mandates. Donald Trump agreed. The truckers' courageous actions inspired the conservatives in Canada to throw out their moderate leader and replace him with a fiery conservative. I suggested to President Trump we need to do the same thing in the U.S. Senate, replace Mitch McConnell. Watch his response in the video below. Trump brought up the open borders disaster that is destroying the American middle class. I suggested a solution, shipping illegals to places where the wealthy hypocrite Democrats live, Beverly Hills, Scarsdale, Georgetown, Cape Cod, and Nantucket. Watch his response below. Trump brought up, see how clever I am? I'm trying to make people look at the video. This way they go, well, what was his actual response? Well, you got to watch the video. I want everybody to watch the video. Trump brought up the rigged 2020 election. I pointed out the latest jobs report released by the Labor Department was rigged just like the election. It was pure fraud mixed with fantasy. Trump agreed. Watch his response in the video below. Interestingly, soon after this interview, I found out how Biden's Labor Department rigged the numbers. They added over a million jobs out of thin blue air, a stab in the dark, based on population increases. That, or at least what they call, quote, population increases, unquote. We were correct, Trump. The system is rigged. It's all based on fraud and then covered up by the media, the paid propaganda wing of the Democrat Party. Finally, I informed President Trump about a potential new blockbuster Biden scandal that I am about to announce. One of my friends and fans is a successful businessman who imports COVID antigen tests from China. The exact same ones Biden just bought by the millions from China and from the exact same manufacturer. But there's one big difference. Based on what my friend pays direct from the manufacturer, Biden overpaid by $800 million of taxpayer money. So I said to Trump, did Biden overpay by mistake? Is he an incompetent moron? Does he just not care about taxpayer money? Or is this more Biden family corruption? Did Biden or Hunter Biden or Biden's brother or a Biden administration lackey purposely overpay by $800 million so that Biden or his family could receive a $100 million bribe / kickback deposited into an offshore account? Trump was clearly fascinated by this story of potential Biden corruption. He asked me to get him more information as soon as possible, and you can watch his response in the video below. All in all, quite an action-packed interview with President 45 and soon to be 47. To watch it in its entirety, click on the link below, and then I give everyone the link where they can go watch the interview. And by the way, you can just go right now, skip right to rootforamerica.com, and right on the front page, there is my interview with President Donald J. Trump, the third one I've had in the last 9 months. And I'll be seeing him for an entire week coming up next month. Cindy, my new wife, and I are going to Florida, Palm Beach, for our honeymoon. We're staying at Mar-a-Lago. That's right. Donald Trump's home is where we're staying for our honeymoon. And so I'll be there for an entire week, and Trump will be there the entire week, and I'll have quite a few opportunities to hang out with him a little bit and talk to him a little bit and discuss what's happening in America. And my biggest fear, by the way, is, look, I love President Trump. I think he's a great guy. He's got his weaknesses, too. There's some things that I would have done differently. I think I would have done better, but certainly I would have done differently. But overall, he was the best president we ever could have. He's the first one that wasn't, you know, completely deep state, other than Ronald Reagan. But Reagan didn't know the things Trump knows. Reagan was a wonderful actor and a great guy and did great things for America and created a great economy by basically making government smaller and cutting taxes. But Reagan wasn't a businessman who made billions of dollars in the business world, and that's what Trump is. So Trump understood jobs. Trump understood the economy. Trump understood interest rates. Trump understood the Fed. Trump understood a lot of things that Reagan really had no idea. Reagan was a simple guy who just said, cut taxes and the world will get better and the economy will explode. And that's exactly what happened. He did it, and that's what happened. And that's great, and that's, you know, it's kind of what Trump did, too. But Trump understood the economy and how to create jobs much better than Reagan. So Trump was just a great president. He really was. But he's got his weaknesses. He's not perfect. Nobody is. He's human. Everyone's human, except for God. And Trump is not God. So he's not perfect. You know, I thought when he had the House and the Senate, in his first 2 years, 2017 and 18, after being elected in late 16, he should have gotten voter ID for all federal elections passed by Congress. Why would a Republican House and a Republican Senate not pass voter ID with 2 years? They had 2 years to do it. And the answer is because there's so many of them that are deep state. Evidently, the Paul Ryans of the world and the John Boehners of the world and the Mitch McConnells of the world, and even today I think the Kevin McCarthy's of the world, they don't want voter ID. I mean, how could you be a Republican and not want voter ID? Because if you pass voter ID, Republicans will never lose another election. All these elections are lost occasionally. We still win more than our fair share of elections. But the ones we lose are all because of voter fraud. And if we pass voter ID, it would change everything. So why would any Republican be against that? You'd have to be a complete moron, or you're crooked and you're playing for the other side. And I got to assume none of these guys got to the top of politics by being stupid. So they're all crooked and they're playing for the other side. You know, or they're really playing for themselves. You know, they're just bought off by corporate interests. The corporations don't want Republicans to dominate and cut the size of government. They want Democrats to be on. So that's the reason a lot of these guys are no good. Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell, and before them Paul Ryan and John Boehner. And all these people are no good because they're bought and owned by corporate America, which is bought and owned by China. They don't want Republicans to win elections because they might cut government. They don't want government cut because they all get a piece of big, fat government. It's really as simple as that. Trump was the only one to fought with him. He may not be perfect, but he fought with the deep state. The last guy to fight with the deep state was John F. Kennedy. And right after a big fight with the deep state and the Fed, guess what happened to John F. Kennedy? He got dead. So, you know, it's kind of hard to fight with the deep state. You're fighting with some really, really, really bad people. Donald Trump was willing to do that. All right, Wayne Allyn. We'll be back in just a minute. It's Wayne Allyn Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl XXII champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allyn Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
You know, I've told y'all how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Square. You will see My Pillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's softcover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Raw and un.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wayne L. Roots, I am your Top Gun. Wasn't that the music from Top Gun? I don't know. So, then I am your Top Gun. See, get it? Danger Zone. Right. So, I am your Top Gun. See? Just trying to make an analogy there, a little cross bridge to the show. It's he's calling me Maverick now. That was my dog's name. My German Shepherd was Maverick. Best dog ever. What a great dog that was. All right, enough of the danger zone. I got it. This show is a danger zone for liberals. There's no question about that. Especially when I tell them that Trump's going to be the Speaker of the House. Their heads explode. What does Chris, my board op and producer, call me? The Shah of Talk Radio.
The Shah of
like
Conservative Talk Radio.
What's that reality show called?
Shah of
Beverly Hills or something?
Shah of Sunset, yeah.
Shah of Sunset. I'm the Shah of Conservative Talk Radio. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And it's official. You know, this ad was written like 2 months ago. And they said it's official. Inflation at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Well, I've got the proof of that today. Let's see if I got it in front of me. I have 100 articles here. But there's a huge article about inflation again. Here it is, Biden effect. Inflation at 7.5%, the highest annual increase in 40 years and higher than expected, up half a point in 1 month. Now, you got to understand something. 7.5% if it's the highest in 40 years sounds like, you know, the highest in 40 years sounds incredible. But 7.5% doesn't sound incredible. You're like, ho-hum, 7.5%. First of all, you don't realize how bad inflation is. Third of all, you don't realize how bad 7.5% is over time. But third of all, it's not 7.5%. That's the inflation index without gas prices or energy prices or grocery prices. So all the things that matter, and you know what else must not be in that? House prices. You know, not everybody has to buy a new house this year. Not everybody will buy a new house this year. But if you do happen to want to buy a new house or an old house, I mean, if you happen to want to move and get into a new house, doesn't have to be new, just a house that's different, if you buy a house, you'll find out that house prices are incredibly inflated. So what can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family with gold and silver and other hard assets to give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Guarantee. They're guaranteeing you the absolute lowest prices, and they'll also guarantee you the best customer service when you mention WAR, Wayne Allyn Root. Tangible Investments has 40 years' experience and billions of dollars in transactions under their belt. Call Tangible now, 800-384-41, 800-384-41, or visit TII.com. 40 years' experience, billions in transactions, the best prices, the best customer service, 800-384-41. So here's an email from a friend of mine who delivers bread in a major city. He's a big fan of my show, and he delivers bread. He calls himself the Bread Man. And he says, at this moment, my company is not experiencing significant supply chain issues, Wayne. However, we're seeing shocking price changes to store shelf tags. The companies are all saying it's a mistake. The vendors are all saying it's for real, and they're freaked out. English muffins just went to $4.49 each from $1.99. My bread is selling for $4.58 instead of $2.98 in places where it should be the cheapest, Walmart. This has not been reported in the media yet, but it will be. It's coming, I promise you. Cheers, Bread Man. So can you imagine if English muffins just went from $1.99 to $4.49? That's more than double. And this guy's own bread in the cheapest place, Walmart, went from $2.98 to $4.58. These are dramatic inflation numbers. So whether you're talking about inflation or supply chain, the country's getting killed. I think it's both, because I've seen the bare shelves. There are bare shelves in Las Vegas. I've also seen the gas pump prices, and the numbers are scary. That could be why the latest CNN poll, majority disapprove of Joe Biden and deem his presidency a failure. Wow, that's on CNN. But, you know, the reason they've turned on him now, not just CNN, but all the polls that are oversampled Democrats run by liberals, they know he's a loser. They know he's pathetic. They know he has dementia. They know he's a joke. They know he's hated by the American people, and he's turning everyone into Republicans. Never in history have there been more Republicans than Democrats. Right now there's more Republicans than Democrats. More people who identify as Republicans than Democrats. So they want to get rid of him too. So that's why they've stopped the fake polls and they've stopped the lies on CNN. And they're actually criticizing Biden and letting the polls show that he's a complete loser in free fall, because they know they're going to replace him before 2024. Maybe way before 2024. Maybe tomorrow. They're going to replace this guy. Who it is, I don't know. I know they don't want Kamala. Hillary certainly wants it. I don't. They're crazy if they let her get it. But they're turning everyone Republican. Thank you, Joe Biden.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Car prices are the big reason for the inflation spike gripping the United States. So says Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo.
A third of the inflation in January was caused by the increase in used car prices, which are up 40% since last January.
Raimondo explaining the ongoing semiconductor chip shortage is a big reason why. She says the Biden administration is focused on Congress passing a bill to address the chip shortage. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is demanding Canadian authorities take the necessary steps to reopen the border crossing with Detroit. A protest by truckers called the Freedom Convoy shut down traffic at the Ambassador Bridge 4 days ago. Democrat Whitmer saying the blockage is having a significant impact on Michigan's working families. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Great to be back with you, coming to you from the house that Root built, the Root Dome. Two go in and only one comes out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Coming to you from the Root Dome. You like that? The Root Dome. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc sulfate reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID-19 by 84%. That was the Zelenko protocol. He created the Zelenko protocol. He invented the Zelenko protocol. The guy is a hero. The guy is a savior. He's provided counsel to the White House, governments on four continents, hospitals, physicians, nursing homes. He's a board-certified physician in Florida. Dr. Zelenko has developed now an all-natural formula called Z-Stack with zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D all in one capsule. Just two capsules per day will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It is a science-based formula using natural vitamins instead of drugs with bad side effects. Zinc is one of the most well-known immune support ingredients. It's all built around zinc. C-Stack is GMP certified, made in the USA, and all you have to do is go to my website, root4america.com, click on the link to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack now. I wanted to make it easy for all of you. I could have given you the website for Z-Stack, but I thought, you're all driving in your car. What's easier to remember when you get home than just go to Wayne Root's website, root4america.com, with all my videos and all my commentaries and all my podcasts. Go to Root for America. Click on the link near the top where it says Z, giant Z for Z-Stack and Zelenko, and you are on your way to boosting your immune system. All right, we've got our guest here, Niger Innes, civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesman for the Congress of Racial Equality, otherwise known as CORE, an all-around friend of Wayne Allyn Root and brother from another mother, two of us from Mount Vernon, New York. Not too many people can say that. Niger Innes, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
What's happening there, brother? Happy Thursday.
Thank you, thank you. I'm doing great, and there's a lot of things in the news that I wanted to discuss with you. And do you know that a couple days ago I interviewed President Trump again? I don't know if you saw that or heard that.
I heard it. It was a brilliant interview, as always. You guys always have fun together. It's like Rock'em and Sock'em.
Well, it's kind of like you and me, right? When you and I are on the phone together, Absolutely. It sounds like two brothers hanging out. When I'm with Trump, it sounds like two Absolutely. Brothers hanging out. And I get to hang out with him for a week now because I'm going next month with my new lovely bride, Cindy. We're having our honeymoon in Mar-a-Lago. He invited us to do it at his home. So we're going on a one-week honeymoon to Mar-a-Lago. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's a trip and a honeymoon of a lifetime, my friend.
It is, although it makes me nervous, right? I mean, I was getting nervous before I'm opening up for Trump at a speech. I get nervous when I have to interview Trump. Now I got to spend a week with him. Definitely going to be nervous. It's not going to be a relaxing honeymoon. You know, I mean, that's...
Somehow, I don't think you guys are going to run out of things to talk about.
If you want that kind of life, you can hang out on a beach and have a great honeymoon. Wayne Root has a honeymoon where the entire time he's stressed out and nervous because he's hanging out with the former president. So, you know, that's my life. What can I tell you? But it's better for me than hanging out on a beach where there's no stress because that would be boring to me. All right, let's talk about the Super Bowl's coming up. So let's talk about Brian Flores, who is a black head coach of the Miami Dolphins. And by the way, I don't know if there's prejudice and terrible racism in the NFL, but I was surprised they fired him because the guy had put together back-to-back winning years. Yes, you know, 9-8, but he'd won 8 of his last 9 games after starting 1-7. I don't think you fire a guy after winning 8 of his last 9 games. So I was very surprised that the Dolphins fired him, but then the lawsuit claims that the Dolphins owner was trying to fix games. He was trying to purposely lose games to get the number one draft pick, so he was ready to pay bonuses to Brian Flores of $100,000 a loss for him to lay down and just lose those games. Shocking lawsuit. He also claims, of course, that the NFL is racist and that all his interviews for head coaching jobs were a sham. Nobody was ever going to actually hire him. They just needed him to be the one black guy they interviewed because they, by law in the NFL, by mandate, they have to interview at least one minority candidate. So he claims that you know, the whole thing is a sham. What are your thoughts as an African-American and a conservative? What are your thoughts about the whole Brian Flores lawsuit and the way he's acting?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, thank you for asking the question, Wayne. Well, of course, the rule or mandate you're talking about is the Rooney Rule,
right?
Named after Rooney, the longtime owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Art Rooney, exactly. Longtime owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers. God rest his soul in heaven. Great guy. I happen to be a huge Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and going way back to the 1970s with Jack Lambert and Jack Ham and Lynn Swan and Stallworth and Franco Harris and, of course, Terry Bradshaw. So I grew up as a little baby watching those guys and falling in love with them. And the Steelers always seemed to have, before there was a so-called Rooney rule, the Rooney family has been very, very, very good. And very, and I mean this in the best sense of the word, not the liberal concept of progressive, but the true meaning of progressive. They've been ahead of their time, particularly when it comes to giving African-American quarterbacks an opportunity to shine in terms of going to being the first NFL franchise to go to historically black colleges and universities to look for talent. And that is actually the principal reason that the Steelers were able to dominate the 1970s and be what I believe is the best team ever. You know, Wayne, I think two things can be true at the same time. One, that Brian Flores is an excellent, excellent coach. He's a decent man, a great family. Folks should go on Google and Google his beautiful family, wonderful wife, wonderful children. He's a great guy, solid citizen. He's never gotten in trouble. And he apparently, if what he says is true in his lawsuit is true, then apparently he was mistreated, and I agree with you, should not have been fired. Now, does that automatically mean racism? I don't know about that. I think that there's a high bar that you have to prove for racism. It's not just bad behavior or the fact that the owner happens to be, and he might be a schlup, and he happens to be white, and Flores obviously happens to be black, but just because of that, that doesn't automatically make it racist per se. Having said that, there is something unusual and strange when the NFL, which is something like 70 to 80% black, in terms of the players, is, you know, only has two out of, I think, 26 teams, or one now out of 26 teams.
Well, one until the new hires the other day. They just hired,
Lovie Smith.
Lovie Smith just got hired. And believe it or not, the guy hired by the Miami Dolphins to replace the guy in question, Brian Flores, is the former offensive coordinator of the San Francisco 49ers all year this year, and he is half white, half black. I didn't know that because he looks like a white guy, but he's half white, half black. So I don't know what that counts as. I have no idea.
That's what we call Obama black.
I was just going to say, I call him Obama. That's what I was just going to say. Great minds think alike. I was going to say he's Obama. But that's what's funny. You know, Obama, if you're half white, half black, some people would think of themselves as white, and others would think of themselves as black. Obama always thought of himself as black, you know, and totally ignored the white half of his life. And you could go either way. So who knows? I don't know what this guy thinks of himself as. But I didn't know he was black. I thought he was a white guy. He looks white, but he comes from a family that's interracial. So there are kind of two, and maybe you could say three, black coaches in the NFL now. And I think that's what Flores is arguing. I think I saw a tweet after they hired the guy who's half black and half white, and after they hired Lovie Smith, he said, they hired those two guys because of my lawsuit. They both came after my lawsuit to protect the NFL. You know what my guess is? They probably won the lawsuit because of those two hires.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Wayne. I think it was definitely a cause and effect, and it's a shame that it would have to take something like that to cause the kind of movement that the NFL needs to make. But having said that, you know, my father, God rest his soul in heaven, the great Roy Ennis, civil rights icon, used to always say, with the Al Sharptons of the world, we got into a little tussling match with, you recall, on the Morton Downey Jr. show many years ago. He used to call what Sharpton and some of these guys do, Jesse Jackson before Sharpton, he calls it the racial racketeers, you know? And the unfortunate thing is that, you know, while there are legitimate cases of discrimination and race, race is often used as a power move, as a leverage maneuver to accelerate some blacks into certain positions. It's almost akin to like the union movement at the end of the 19th century and the early part of the 20th century, and the degree to which the union movement, and sometimes it got violent, would essentially force a whole generation or leverage a whole generation of white ethnics of white working class folk and get them into jobs that they might not have had without the union. So while there is a phenomenon of racial racketeering that I'm very much against, there is a power move that is being leveraged, and certainly Flores made it just now with the NFL, and it obviously had some type of effect.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I think we've mentioned this on the show before, and I certainly mentioned it to you when you and I go out to dinner from time to time. I was on the Morton Downey Jr. show and got into an epic screaming match on that show. I was not in a shoving match. I didn't touch anyone. No one touched me. But we came damn close, and it was just a massive screaming match. And as you might guess, Niger, I'm pretty good at screaming matches, so I did well. I did well on that show. We have 1 minute to go, so I'll bring you back for the next segment to talk about this idea of picking a Supreme Court justice only from a pool of black women. I want to get what you think about that, and I never had a chance to tell you what I thought about Brian Flores' lawsuit. Here's my problem. I understand that there should be more black head coaches, theoretically, but there also should be more Jewish head coaches. I don't think there's one. There should be Asian head coaches. There's not one. There should be Indian head coaches. There's not one. When you go down that trail, you're going down a trail where everybody gets picked for their color of their skin or their race or their religion or their creed, not their performance. So if you say to me there's a lot of qualified black coaches who should be head coach, I'm with you, I agree. But don't just pick someone because they're black. That I don't want. They've got to be more qualified than the other guy, no matter what the color of his skin is, to get the job. We'll be right back.
An amazing day. Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and we got a sweetheart deal for you. We want you to love yourself first. We're going to love your Valentine. We got a special Valentine's offer for WAR listeners only. That's right. If you've been waiting, you've been listening for over a year and hearing all of these extraordinary testimonials of people that are losing all their fat, reverse aging 20 years, getting off of all their medications, being the best they've ever been. Well, now you and your sweetheart can do it for the WAR discount. That's right. You get 40% off as a WAR listener, and your sweetheart is free from now till Valentine's Day only. So don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime offer. Log on to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com for the sweetheart deal of the century.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Did you know Mike Lindell has over 150 different items on the MyPillow website, and any of them would be great for Christmas gifts for your friends and family? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 after you've explored the MyPillow website. Use that promo code USA and save big on anything in the MyPillow website just for Christmas.
Raw and unfiltered.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
How fast has this show gone tonight? Right? Show is going fast, 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 fast. Spot, we're going to have more with Niger Innes in seconds. I want to mention the sponsor. I have to keep mentioning sponsors because they pay the bills. They keep the lights on. Fellowship Home Loans. You know that buying a home could be the largest financial commitment you'll ever make in your lifetime. And it's a good idea to have a friend in the mortgage business who can help you. And my friends, Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans, are now your friends. And they've been providing assistance to people just like you for nearly 20 years. Just call them or go online and tell them your friends at Wayne Allyn Root, Wayne's, your fans of Wayne Allyn Root, your listeners to Wayne Allyn Root, and WAR, and they will get you the best deals out there. They provide information about purchases, refinancing, VA loans, reverse mortgages, or just evaluating your current situation. They do it all, and it's not too late to take advantage of unbelievably low, historically low interest rates. But you got to act now. You've got friends now in the mortgage business, Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. It's fellowshiphomeloans.com. fellowshiphomeloans.com, and the phone number is 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, and tell them Wainwright sent you, 800-804-SAVE. So we're back with my good buddy Niger Innes, and we want to talk about Biden choosing a Supreme Court justice only on the basis of being a black woman. And I just, you know, if there's a greatly qualified black woman out there, great, but what if there's a white candidate, white male or white female, who or a bunch of them who are better than any of the black candidates? Don't you pick a lifelong appointment to the Supreme Court based on performance, not on the color of a person's skin? Isn't that, Niger, racism in and of itself to pick someone just because they're black?
It's not only racism, it's an insult. You know, I mean, the thing is, what Biden is doing is playing politics. He's got approval ratings approaching the low 30s. And he's got a base of the party that is incredibly depressed, while on the Republican side, everybody is energized and just is chomping at the bit to get out and vote in election 2022, November 2022, to change the Congress, the House and the Senate, and to essentially, you know, put a veto, a de facto veto on the Biden agenda. And it's in that circumstance that Biden has to yell from the mountaintop, I am going to pick a black woman. You know, he could just as easily have just shut up and picked a black woman, but he didn't. because he wants to use it as a political manipulation to gin up his base and to rally support when he's got sinking approval numbers. The fact of the matter is that there is a plethora of, you know, progressive liberal women of a variety of different colors that are qualified from their progressive point of view. But they have a double standard, these progressives, because, you know, CORE, the Congressional Equality, my organization, championed Janice Rogers Brown and Ms. Miguel Estrada, two wonderful, brilliant conservative jurists, one that happened to be African-American, Janice Rogers Brown, and Miguel Estrada that happened to be Hispanic. And they were both filibustered by these very same progressive, so-called progressive Democrats, these liberals, because they're hypocrites. They're not about promoting blacks. They're not about promoting Hispanics. They're about promoting a far left progressive agenda. If you are conservative and black, be you Janice Rogers Brown or Clarence Thomas. If you are conservative and Hispanic, like Miguel Estrada, who, I mean, we were fortunate enough to get Janice Rogers Brown on the bench to help get her on the bench. In the case of Miguel Estrada, not only did he not get on the bench, but I believe his wife committed suicide because of the amount of pressure that
what?
He was under.
I didn't know that.
It's an awful, awful, awful thing. She committed suicide because of the tremendous pressure that their entire family
was under. I never heard that.
When this man was elevated. And
now, now listen.
If you
listen,
are conservative, no, you don't need to apply.
Now, first of all, if I'm not mistaken, Miguel Estrada was my classmate at Columbia University. I'm almost certain that he was a Columbia guy. And my class of 83, I seem to remember my classmates talking about him, you know, being up for the Supreme Court. So I think he was my classmate. And can you imagine if a minority candidate for the Supreme Court, Democrat and extremely liberal, was rejected by Republicans and then his wife committed suicide? That would be the biggest news story in America. I never heard that in my life. That's how little the media covered the story. I'll bet they covered that story up. I've never heard that. That is amazing. That is terrible. Wow.
It's very, very sad. And it tells you that the color that they're concerned about is not black. It's not brown. It's not yellow. It's not red. It's not white. It is, actually, it is red. Red as in
communist red.
Red.
Yeah,
you know, because
red.
That is the agenda that they want to promote. And it doesn't matter what color, what gender, what sexual orientation. As long as you have a liberal, far left, so-called progressive agenda, then you fit. The moment you veer away and you act independent like Justice Thomas has, who's had a sterling career, then they try to make you into a non-person, regardless of the color of your skin.
All right, we got to run. What was a sterling performance? As usual, Niger Innes, civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesman for CORE, the Congress of Racial Equality, and my brother from another mother from Mount Vernon, New York. There's only two of us in major mainstream political circles from Mount Vernon, New York. Certainly the only two conservatives from Mount Vernon, New York. Right, Niger?
You got it, brother. What's your pick this weekend?
Have a great weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Thank you. Oh, my pick.
You
I
too.
Can't say that on the air. You got to go to Vegas Winners and buy the pick, Nigel. But I'll tell you when we go to the mic. Hour number three is coming up off mic, I'll tell you. Hour number three coming up right after this news break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.